The age of the pitch. The biggest macro trend in the world is a lack of time. Everyone is full to the brim with input. Too much detail in the pitch? We simply check out. In my 20-year corporate career, I delivered over 1,000 presentations and attended over 25,000 with an average length of, believe it or not, 43 minutes per presentation. Man, we could have saved a lot of time. Today, we all want to find out as quickly as possible whether this proposition being presented to us has value. Will I learn something new or gain an opportunity? If I invest my time in listening to this pitch, will I be faster, stronger, sexier, smarter? Because, you know, I'm kind of busy. Here's my personal definition of a pitch. A time-pressured presentation with a clear ask and a personal edge. It taps into the zeitgeist because usually you have no more than 1, 3, or 5 minutes to share your whole story. In that time, the task is to communicate the key issues, what you need, and since there's no time for the details, why we should trust you. That lack of detail suits your audience just fine at this early stage. If they're interested to know more, they'll ask. And if they're not, you'll all have saved a lot of time. A great pitch moves people to the next stage without boring or confusing them with all the details. You'll find it easier to move them when you narrow down to the true essence of your story and tell it like you mean it because you mean it. So now and again, I'm going to go off script, and this is one of those moments. Have a look at the PDF of the book because there's a load of great design in there from Elvina Juliana. This is one of them. There's a great illustration in there with the headline, What I Want to Tell and What I Need to Tell. The want to tell is lots of squiggles, how we tend to go here, there, and left and right and throw all the details in, whereas what I need to tell is A, B, C, D, and so on. The key messages, just the essence of the story, because in a pitch, you don't have all the time in the world, and they just want to know the key details at this stage. So do have a look at the PDF from time to time, and you'll find some great illustrations that really emphasize the message that I want to share with you during this book. Okay, back to the script.